Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Senator Laura Reinbold reportedly was allowed to participate in floor session Friday after special accommodations were made for the Republican, who legislative leaders say has refused to comply with protocols meant to guard against the spread of COVID-19 at the state capitol. Before the session started, the chamber doors were closed, which is unusual, and the sergeant-at-arms stood in front. When Reinbold approached, holding her phone to record the interaction, she was directed to a visitors gallery, where she sat alone. Roll typically called, with lawmakers pressing button at their desks, was called orally. 2 days earlier, senators voted to allow leadership to restrict access by Reinbold to the Capitol till she complies with rules aimed at curbing the spread of the coronavirus. Reinbold continued Friday to wear the type of clear face shield that she's worn since the session started in January, which leaders say doesn't comply with the rules. She also said she was working from her Capitol office and showed up before the start of the Senate Judiciary Committee, which she chairs, before turning the gavel over to her vice chair and participating by video conference. Last week, Senate President Peter Michicki spoke to KSRM.
We have a policy in the building. Keep in mind, we have a tiny little Capitol building with 300 people in it. And we have a COVID policy. We want to get the people's work done on time. We had a pretty major outbreak. We had 27 people down in this building, one of which being someone you all know and love who happens to be in the hospital right now with serious COVID complications, a staff member of mine. And we are enforcing those rules that every other person is following, from the janitor to the presiding officers and the governor. We're going to follow the rules. But we're done. We've spent a ridiculous amount, wasted a ridiculous amount of time for 8 weeks trying to get one person to comply. That person needs to come to work, show us that she's had a test, wear a mask, and everything will be fine.
Daniel McDonald, Senate Majority Communications Director, said Friday that leaders were hoping to work with Senator Reinbold on a solution that has her following the rules. And if that doesn't happen, they've identified alternative office space outside of the Capitol that she can use early this week.
For a record-tying fifth Iditarod sled dog race, Dallas Seavey crosses the finish line in the number one position this year at Deska Landing. The other four were under the Burled Arch in Nome. Dallas becomes the second five-time winner of the Iditarod, tying Rick Swenson. Dallas' first Iditarod championship coming in 2012. Dallas has won five in a nine-year span. Dallas, the first to cross the Deska Landing finish line at 5:08.57 on Monday morning, completing the final run from Squetna in 8 hours 24 minutes, averaging just under 8 miles per hour. Dallas took over the race right around the halfway point outside of Iditarod and never gave up the lead. Aaron Burmeister, making a run for first, will most likely be the second team across the finish line, as Burmeister left the Squetna checkpoint 1 hour and 1 minute behind Dallas Seavey. Seavey wins his fifth Iditarod. For KSRM Sports, I'm Dan Gensall.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.